God bless you, and thank you for always tuning in to listen to our 5 minutes of wisdom podcast. We are always honored to have you, and thank you for being an instrument to sharing this podcast and allowing what God is saying, the inspiration and motivation and transformation you get from here, shape and define your life and destiny. My team and I say a big thank you to you, for these podcasts are flying on the wings of eagles to the ends of the earth. It could only be God and you. We thank you for allowing God to use you. I am your brother, friend, and leader, Walter Sindaka. And we have been working on the 15 vital issues to place value on under the series Value. Today, I'd like to talk on the fourth and the fifth issue. And today, the fourth issue we'll be looking at is the issue of value on time. Value on time. Most people do not understand that time needs value to be placed on it. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 11, Bible says, God makes all things beautiful in its time. Everything beautiful in its time. We live in time on earth, but heaven lives in eternity. Everything you will ever have on earth will come to you on the wings of time. And when a man fails to profitably utilize his time, he fails to profitably utilize his destiny. Many people spend their lives measuring on their minors and minoring on their measures. This is the greatest weapon fashioned against success. It is like spending a lifetime on the wrong road, expecting to arrive at the right destination. And this also is an evil from the enemy, from Satan. Your time is a gift from God to you, and what you do with it is a gift from you to God. No matter how close you are to success, if you abuse time, you'll be a failure. Time is short in supply. You will never have it all the time. Do not fall in the dilemma of men who hold it as a belief that what will be, will be. Only fools believe that. Things don't just become. People cause things to be. If you fail to happen to life, life will happen to you, and you won't love the result. If you stand up for nothing in life, you will certainly fall or settle for anything. Nothing in life happens just because it happens. It is either we make it happen or time brings it along, and it's difficult for time to bring it. When a man masters the value of time, profitably utilizes it, even life can't resist the success of such a man. His impact no more becomes a dream, but a reality. Men who make time a priority always find themselves on the apex of success. Time is something about life that does not wait for you. I like you to know that. It does not ask for your opinion, but it keeps working. All you need to do is to try to be a part of it. I have heard people say things like, I am waiting for God's time. Well, friend, I must confess, such statement is a comforting and consoling sentence. But first, I'd like you to note that such statement lies from the pit of hell, from the father of all lies, to keep you comforted in mediocrity, because there is nothing like God's time. Every time is God's time. God makes everything beautiful in its time. Things may have their time, but God has every time. I like you to know that. The time you wake up becomes your time. You must understand deeply in your spirit, God lives in eternity. The omniscience is not commanded by time. When the Lord appeared to Abraham in the plains of Mamre, he promised the coming of Isaac a second time. And he emphatically said in Genesis 18, verse number 10, he says, and I will certainly return unto you according to the time of life. That is to talk about the time on the earth. And he says, and lo, Sarah, thy wife shall have a son. Nobody goes high in life by abusing time. Nobody succeeds in destiny by being the one that abuses time. Insignificant as a second may be, it drives the huge hands of hours, days, weeks, months, and years. From a second, friend, in a flash, within the blink of an eye, you are gradually being kicked out of life. out of this world by the force of time. Do not abuse time. If you can't manage time well, your eternity is at risk. You won't be able to manage your way to eternity. Why do people compromise and fall into diverse temptations? The answer is simple. They think they have all the time on their side to the right to right all the wrongs later, and only for them to wake up one morning and discover that life has left them. I do not want this to be your portion, and it will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. You know, we have a lot of old people who regret what they did with their time when they were young. And they wish they were young, and they can't be young. You're only young once in a lifetime. Do not waste your youthfulness, because your useful days are in your youthful days. I repeat this. Your useful days are in your youthful days. Your useful days are in your youthful days. Never, never waste your youthfulness. That is the time you have wings as an eagle to fly. But choose where to fly to. Choose where to fly to. The opportunity you have today is to invest the time and build your now for a future you envisage for yourself. What kind of life would you love to prescribe for your children tomorrow? And that is what should help you build a future for yourself. The value you give to time will determine the value life will give to you. And I'd like to end there about time. Do not spend all your time sinning, hoping that someday things will be better. Spend all your time wasting. Things don't just get better. I'd like you to get that. And the fifth issue I'd like to address to you today is the issue of value on gratitude. Any act of kindness that is not appreciated should not be repeated. God does not help men by bypassing men. God helps men by using men. No man's success and destiny in life is a product of his individual effort. God has strategically placed men in different dimensions and capacities to assess their help when it's time for them to access the help and help them arrive at destination. Never forget those who helped you while you grew up or while you were growing up. Never forget to say a thank you to anyone that has helped you. Because any thank you do not give is a door you are closing that cannot be opened for you a second time. Learn to appreciate men. Learn to sow seeds of mercy. Do not be part of men's pains. Be a part of the joy of men. Learn to live a life of gratitude. Gratitude to God and gratitude to men. Men have invested their lives to see you grow. Do not neglect it. Do not neglect it. And tomorrow, you won't be abused when you put in your effort to make others grow. Life has a circle, and a cycle of paying men in their own coins. So sow the coins, or sow the seeds you would love to harvest tomorrow. God bless you, and thank you for having time to listen. I apologize for taking much of your time, but I believe this has been a blessing. Keep us a message as a feedback. Punch that message box there and keep us a message. Send us your prayer point and we'll be here praying for you. And God bless you for always recommending this to others. In Jesus' name, amen.